The number of Ukrainians who have fled the country because of Russia's invasion could exceed 1 million within days. Many more are still in Ukraine, unsure of what the next day will bring. Two Ukrainian parents in different parts of the country shared their experience with us as they desperately try to keep themselves and their families safe.
I'm in Kozov. I'm living in Kharkov. People are very frightened. Who is in apartment because they hear constant bombing, and I understand how lucky we are because we in a subway station and don't hear it. Every day, twice or three times a day, we get a food, milk, water, and even sweets for children. Today it was the best day. All small children get cakes. When I see news, when I see videos, I'm crying. And I'm trying to be positive with my daughter. Sometimes when I go to sleep, I'm crying a little bit, make my stress out. And every morning when I get up, I say, hi, my daughter, we're trying to make him as comfortable here. And we are happy that we don't hear what is going on up there. I don't know if I will be okay. From time to time, I think this is, I'm dreaming. I have to wake up and this is what, I never feel this feeling. And I think everyone, and when I talk to people and everyone say the same. They think they are dreaming. We can't believe in 21st century it could be.
I'm Vladislav Sadnik. I'm from Kyiv myself. The big war has caught us while we were on a family retreat, skiing in the mountains in the western part of Ukraine, and we've planned this vacation since the summer, like most normal families do, and we hope that nothing like that would ever happen to Ukraine. So what I've been doing for the past several days is collecting money from everywhere in Ukraine, from the diaspora, from just people just from all across the world, and trying to purchase everything we can in the neighboring countries with vests, bulletproof vests, helmets, and just simple stuff like that. What is absolutely incredible is how quickly all of us just simply changed their normal way of being. I have, I have a regular job like everyone else, which I go to 9 to 5. I travel a lot. I do a blog about heavy metal music for myself. Yet all of these things just suddenly became absolutely unimportant. And you understand that the only thing which is important to you is the safety of your family first, and then the safety of your country. The scariest thing is to hear your daughter, who is, I have two daughters, one of them is 4 and the other one is 1, just asking you, hey, why can't we go home? And when will the Russians go away from our land? And why did they come? And just having this struggle of, how do you explain a thing like that to a 4-year-old? And how do you make it so it doesn't scar her for life?
How do you explain it to a 4-year-old? And how do you believe it's the 21st century? These are Ukrainian parents.